This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Albany Times Union reports that Martin Reed, the chairman of the Rensselaer County Legislature, no longer works for Republican Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin. Last month, the Times Union Brendan Lyons reported that a state administrative law judge concluded that Reed, quote, willfully and intentionally misrepresented the facts, unquote, when he collected more than $15,000 in state unemployment benefits in 2013 while making $30,000 a year from the county. Reed began working in July as a part-time legislative assistant for McLaughlin, who represents parts of Columbia and Rensselaer counties, and left the payroll January 28th. McLaughlin has been a torrid Twitter critic of Albany corruption, tweeting recently after one scandal that, quote, the standard of acceptable behavior should be more than, quote, he hasn't been convicted, unquote, for Assembly Dems, unquote. The story says, quote, in a brief interview, McLaughlin said Reed's, quote, assignment ended, unquote, and declined to comment further, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Scott Waldman reports in Capital New York that a proposed wind farm near Ithaca will be the first community-owned wind farm in the state. Marguerite Wells, an organic flower farmer there, has raised more than $1 million to build seven 475-foot turbines on a hillside to be called the Black Oak Wind Farm. Quote, this is a way we're getting it done without any changes in legislation, unquote, the 37-year-old Enfield resident said. Quote, it's just regular people doing something they want to happen. It's just democracy by dollars, unquote. Cornell University will purchase the power produced by the wind farm, and the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority will purchase renewable credits. Quote, we see this as a model for considering in terms of its replicability for New York, unquote, Doreen Harris, senior project manager of NERSDA, said. Black Oak would produce 12 megawatts, enough power for about 5,000 homes, and cost $40 million. Enfield's average wind speeds of 17 miles per hour are better than other state wind farms that have average wind speeds of 14 miles per hour. Read the full story in Capital New York. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that a Hudson Valley researcher says ticks that carry Lyme disease are emerging earlier in spring and spreading into new geographic regions, a trend that corresponds with climate warming trends. Biologist Richard Otsfield at the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook in Dutchess County says that two decades of data shows nymphal ticks emerging as much as 3 weeks earlier in the Hudson Valley each spring. Otsfield co-authored a study with Tal Levy of Oregon State University, published this week in the journal Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.